Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning, 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 37 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 36 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 48 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny, 52 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 55 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Partly sunny, 59 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees.
KF8DPZ.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN Flint.
KBNO Wally. KBNO OE. Good afternoon, KB8OOE. This is KF8DPZ. How are you doing today?
Oh, I thought you were my brother. I heard the Z on the end of it, and I thought you were my younger brother.
Eh, that's okay. It's always nice to make a contact.
Yeah, right on. Where are you, what repeater are you working into the system through?
I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm about 3 miles away from a direct line of sight.
Do they leave that tied into their system now?
They certainly seem to. I'm always seeing it when I look up when I look on the monitor online. The only thing about it is that if, for example, if there's a weather event or something like that that's going on, all that traffic on this particular repeater takes priority. I don't know if they disconnect it from the net or not because I haven't seen that happen. But from my understanding is that, you know, like weather events and things like that take priority on this repeater, but otherwise it's open for everybody and connected to the network.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the protocol for them all, you know, anymore. Skywarn, there's so many people doing it at this point that, you know, it turned into a zoo, I think. Individual counties have that, and, you know, you can look online at the Doppler and see what's coming at you.
Yep, that is definitely true, but having some nice localized observations is always good, too. Especially with the way things are happening over at NOAA. Yeah, it's getting to the point where they need our help.
Yeah, it'd be kind of neat if they could tie them in, you know, in line with the prevailing winds, because that seems to be how everything moves. And I've been on a couple of them where I pretty much was right in line, or out, just off to the side of the actual tornado, and I stopped doing it after I had my daughter. I quit doing it because I got really close one time and almost got pushed off with my vehicle off into a river. It was pretty interesting.
You've gotten a bit closer to a tornado than I would care to. Glad you survived it.
Yeah, I was right on the outside edge of it, and it cleaned off all the trees along the causeway. I was coming up from the north end of the town. There's a reservoir that I was crossing over. And it cleared off all the trees, and then I watched it go over the bridge. And it kind of went up and over after it pushed over a giant willow tree on the edge of the reservoir that I used to fish by when I was a kid. Been there forever. It was probably 10 feet across the trunk of that thing, and it turned it up, and that was the end of that. That's gone now. But it went up and over the hill, and three doors, four doors down from where I lived at the time, and it went right up and over my place, which I was pretty happy about, but it tore up some other stuff not too far from there.
That must have been a heck of an experience. The closest thing I've got to that is back in 2005, I was flying down to Florida to visit some friends. And while I can't remember the exact name of the specific hurricane, it turned out I was flying right into one. So about 35, 40 minutes out from Orlando, we're cruising along at altitude, everything is going smooth, and all of a sudden the bottom just fell out. The plane literally started falling out of the sky. They had flown into a low-pressure zone that the radar hadn't seen. And then not long after that, probably the most exciting plane ride I've ever had in a jetliner, the pilot tipped that thing over 45 degrees, banking hard left, leveled back out. A few minutes after that, did the same thing going back to the right so it could fly around the storm and bring us back to ground safely. Yeah, it's not an experience I'd care to repeat either.
What year was that one where you dropped? What about what year was it?
That was back in 2005. That happened to me 20 years ago, and I can still remember it vividly to this day. I've even got a picture I took with my cell phone I had at the time of one of the thunderheads from above where you can see the anvil shape looking out the window as we were flying past it.
Yeah, I remember rolling out of, when would that have been? Must have been early 90s when Hurricane Andrew come up here and 2 meters. I talked on Simplex, 2 meters FM Simplex with 5 watts, talked to Florida after that hurricane come through. I couldn't believe it. I thought the guy was lying to me. But I did it, and when the band opens, and that Hurricane Andrew tore some stuff up, and I left before a hurricane hit. I was in the Bahamas, and I flew out of there just as it was coming in, and then they got hit pretty hard there. I think that must have been about 95, about 94, 95 then. So it was mid-90s.
Yeah, stuff like that, that's always fun. My friends down in Florida, they joke after a hurricane goes through about how they have the hurricane parties where everybody gets out the chainsaws to clear the roads. But I'm like, I don't think I'd want to have to deal with that kind of destruction. It's bad enough putting up with earthquakes and tornadoes up here in Michigan.
Yeah, I think we may be in store for an earthquake before long. I was just up in Atlanta, Michigan. I had a court case I was dealing with up there, and I got to drive through part of the where the ice storm was, and all the trees were laying in piles through the woods. I didn't hit none of the back roads, but all of M33, there was sawdust piles everywhere, and then if you look back far enough, you could see where the birch trees took it real bad, and some jack pines that ate those up. KB8OOE.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of that kind of destruction up close and personal. I guess I don't think I'd want to deal with having to clean that up. KF8DPZ.
I almost went to Florida after one of them hurricanes you're talking about for cleanup, and then I found out that they were, I forgot what they called it. They would take those guys there. It was all pay or nothing. You go down there to work, they're going to put you to work, and you don't get to dictate anything, and you can't, like, bid. They were keeping people there against their will. Martial law. They were doing that to people, and I heard about that a little bit over the radio, and I was like, nah, I think I'm going to stay here.
I wouldn't blame you for that. I would have, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk life and limb, go down there with a couple $1,000 worth of chainsaws and construction tools and risk getting all my stuff confiscated and just stay right here. Some other guys can risk it. And, you know, it was like, once I found out that they were holding people against their will, I was like, oh, no. No thanks.
Yeah, definitely something I would not have put myself through, I can tell you that.
A lot of people down there carrying guns, too, and it's 60 out, so I guess it's 60 degrees outside. That's kind of a bit better than yesterday. I think I'm gonna go out there and make a mess. I've been hesitating all day, and I think somebody wants some ice cream, so I think we're gonna hit the trail and go up to the ice cream store and maybe get us an ice cream. So I'm gonna say 7-3, and I'm gonna get out of here. I got a radio in the car, but I'm gonna have a mouthful of ice cream, I think. 7-3, this is KB8OOE.
Yeah, I copy that. I got a few things I can do before I can have a treat like ice cream myself. So I'll say 73s to you also. My first personal is Cliff. Charlie Lima, India Foxtrot, Foxtrot. KF8, DTZ, clear after your final.
Hey, sorry about that. Name here is Mike. Mike, India Kilo Echo. I'm current in the call book, but I'm not at my home residence right now. I'm a couple towns north, recovering from a hospital visit. So, yeah, I'll say 7-3. I monitor this thing quite a bit. This is KAB8OOE.
All right. Well, it's good to hear you're on the mend. I'm glad you're recovering. KF8 DPZ clear.
NXP WARC.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 60 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 58 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Rain. 56 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Give me that stuff here.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Rain. 53 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
On echo link, but will be received only. The purpose of this matter is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcommon, Michigan, including MSKY 1. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL session level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from their... This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max. I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the PMAC group, I have the following stations listed. KAJBD, KW5AS, WBATTZ, WB8AXB, DAUNX, NAOBU, and KD8SWR. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the match, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Can you wise me up? That's in there, Ron. Next check-in, please. Are there any relays? K-A-J-D-E, K-E-A-D-O-N, can you place a general net call, please?
This is K-A-J-D, will do, will do. This is K-A-J-D, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Again, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. If you wish to check in, please call now, please call now. This is K-A-J-D. K-A-G-O-N, K-A-G-D-D, nothing hurts.
All right, then we'll start with the nine that we have on the roster, and we'll see what where this leads us. Let's see here, in case you haven't heard it, we had an exercise yesterday. I'm sure you all did, and in fact, I know many of you were able to participate in it. Those of you that weren't, you had all the good reasons that you couldn't, and that's okay. We did have, it looked like every district participated. I'm only going off the top of my head because I just got this morning the 13 reports, and I'm trying to collect, I have to assimilate that information into the scoring sheet. So I don't have any stats to give you, but I do know that all the districts participated, and District 7 had light participation. Roscommon and Grand Travis was participated. The rest of the county, they needed a break after the ice storm, and that's okay, too. It was generally well received. If you guys did get to participate and you didn't tell anybody about it yet in the hot wash yesterday, or even if you want to tell us again, please share in your comments today when we get the station manager for us and
from the tornado winds. Let's see what else. So I will be at Hamvention looking. This is kind of the first time I've been able to get a good copy Gotcha.
All right. You don't need to play with the repeater. We're on HF then. Give it up to the
and hopefully, I do get a great copy from I'm getting a good...
You just go ahead and keep it up, because it's in monitor, you got to listen to it, but you're not affecting them, so keep being a jackass.
All right, KBA-UNX, well, thank you for checking in, Mark. Your signal definitely is in light, but... and that is...
If you don't like listening to the net, we just net every night at Sunday night at 5 p.m. If you don't like listening to it, turn the radio off. We don't need your kind around here. Keep it up to here.
Anybody else would like to check in before we continue, please call now. November 2, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic. November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, I've got you on the roster. Next check in, please. Are there any relays? All right, let's move along then. Next up we have M8OBU to be followed by KB8SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things your way? I hope you're in a slightly better mood than you were a little while ago.
Well, you know, you have to run through the repeater, to the repeater set three times because somebody changed the frequency on you. Sometimes it gets a little old. I don't have nothing to add. M8OBU, sir.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for providing the remote service, as always, and we do appreciate your help with that. So thank you very much. All right, we go next to KB8SWR to be followed by KC8YVS. Mr. Jeff, how are things going in Saginaw County in Frankenwood area for you?
Good, Max. Am I okay into the system or no?
Have you good readable?
Okay. Helped get a repeater back on working in Ann Arbor yesterday, U of M repeater. We went, Dan made up an MSF that we replaced with the current repeater that was there, so that should be back working, and there's always something. Today we got somebody that I guess doesn't like to listen to HF and keeps kerchunking, so sorry about kerchunking across the network, but we're making them listen to it anyways, and they can't kerchunk it. So, you know, one of them things, you try to do good for everybody, and there's always got to be one person that's got to play games. We'll find them. I'm not worried. Doesn't bother me. Back to you, Max. Hope everything went good yesterday. KB8SWR, may the 4th be with you.
All right, Jeff, may the 4th be with you as well. KB8SWR, KG8DLN, Michigan section here at BSCNet. Well, you know, it's all going to happen. You guys are special. All right, let's go to KC8YVF to be followed by NMA-NOR. Ron, I know you weren't able to join us yesterday, but I hope things are well in Saginaw County.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, for Saginaw County ECRO. Yeah, unfortunately, too many things on the plate in a very short period of time. Yesterday, we were up in Cadillac. The radio club for Saginaw was up in Cadillac for the swap. We had rented two tables and had a variety of items for sale from a couple of Silent Key estate sales that were donated to the radio club. So we needed to get rid of some of that equipment, and we did. And so we... fair amount of it went out the door now, all of it, and well, that what we did get was a good thing. That's a little more money into the club's treasury at that point. For Saginaw County, we do have an emergency exercise coming up on Wednesday. This is the MBS Airport Saginaw County emergency exercise that takes place every 3 years. We will be participating in that exercise along with Covenant Hospital, My Michigan Health, Saginaw Hospital, County Emergency Management, MMR Ambulance, and MBS Airport, with a variety of fire departments and police agencies that will be on scene out at the airport. We'll be staffing our Covenant emergency room station as well as 911, and we'll have the communications trailer out at the airport for the exercise portion that will be out there. We have 7 people that are signed up for the exercise, which isn't too bad considering it's on a weekday and many of the people have to take time off from work in order to participate in the exercise, but that was at least a decent showing there. Once we're done with that, let me break. On next Saturday, on the 10th, then, is the MS Walk in Frankenmuth, which is our largest public service event. That event generally draws anywhere between 700 to 1,500 participants for the walk. If it's a nice, warm, sunny day, we get the upper amount of those. So I am still in need of participants. I need 20 people to staff the course effectively, and right now I've only got about 12 or 13. Usually a couple of people show up on that day. As long as nobody calls off, I'm good. I can cover the basics of the course that need to be done, and with that number of people and a lot of the people that participate in this also have MS or some other disability and are in wheelchairs and things like that. So it is a little bit of a handful to cover the course. And being Frankenmuth, tourist town, we have to contend with all the people that are on the streets along with the walkers. Crossing the street when you get 700,000 to 800,000 walkers all trying to cross Main Street, especially at the beginning of the course, it's a handful for the operators to help out with that. And
are about this frequency. And with that,
so I'll make an announcement again. Every Sunday night at 5 o'clock, we join the state HFNet. The repeaters don't drop. The squelch is open. And that's the way it works. Sorry if you don't like it. I'd ask to either just turn your radio off if you don't like listening to it. But it brings, gives people that normally can't get into HF an opportunity to experience HF and carry the information across. Keep it SWR.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
We'll find you. Every time you key up, you're being recorded, so it's okay. Just keep being up. Key up. Keep it up, Sylvia. KCYVF, keep it up, Sylvia.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Showers. 52 degrees.
And XP WAYC.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
Try again without the other radio on. W8YRC, Scotty Rock. W8YRC, Carl.
Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Showers. 52 degrees.
It's GH Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
W8SFR, mobile and monitoring.
W8FFR,
or W8YRC. I had my cue meter on, and I got the mic Shark RF here. Have all at the same time. Still there? W8YRC.
Whiskey 8, Yankee Romeo Charlie. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. That is a affirmative. I am still here. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. I don't know. It might be a little bit of delay. I'm going through All-Star, playing with a, around with a Shark, Mike, Shark RF. Anyway, seems to work okay. Trying to get my FL Digi working here, and all of a sudden it's been working, and then all of a sudden now I have no sound card, or, you know, selection. It's all blank, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But give me something to do, play with it the rest of the night. Not exactly what I had in mind, but I'll get it going here eventually.
That sounds like a lot of fun when stuff you just worked on decides not to work anymore. But W8YRC, I've heard that call sign before. Are you part of the Alcara Club, the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Club?
My son's the president and I'm the trustee.
Okay, that's why that call sign sounded familiar. Now I'm picturing who you are. Yeah, I've been meaning to go to those. Well, I've been working 60-hour weeks, and it just escapes my mind that, no, I have that tonight.
Yeah, when you're working a lot of hours, things go by, but that's good, though. Paychecks look good. You know, good, unless you're on salary.
Yeah, I'm working Monday through Saturday, but then again, radio equipment's not cheap. So I kind of need to do it so I can get more radio stuff, because this hobby is addicting, but it's also very expensive.
I'll switch over here. It'll be a little bit better. Anyway, yeah, radio stuff, tell me about it. I can show you a picture of, I'm not sure how I got away with it, but a lot of stuff in this shack.
Oh, yeah, just the HF radio I'm looking at. I want to get on sale for rebates, $600. I'm like, yeah, that's a pretty penny, but I'll eventually get it.
$600, I'm not sure which radio that is, but that's like half price of
the 991A or the 7300. ICOM or Yaesu, so 600 does everything you want it to do. You might as well grab it because that's crazy. Yeah, these prices are getting out of hand on everything. You look at a vehicle, it's like, what? Oh, that's 10 years old, and then you want how much? It should be the price of a new one.
Affirmative on that. I mean, just my rent alone. And so I live in Flint, and I have a small house with my brother I rent. And, yeah, I'm paying a decent amount for rent. But I look everywhere else, it's all the same price. I'm like, this is Flint. This is cheap to live in. I know someone down in Troy, they're paying $1,000 plus for rent for an apartment. I'm like, I'm renting a house here in Flint. So, yeah, everything is pricey now.
Yeah, I got a son-in-law of my daughter living over in Chicago, west of Chicago, Wheaton area. They pay him pushing $2,300 for a house, tri-level. Nice house, but not that nice.
I said, I share a 700 or 800 square foot two-bedroom house with my brother, and we pay $900 a month for it. Like that, this is slight. Every other house I looked at was $850, so it's like, there's not much difference. And, again, if Flint is pushing almost $1,000, yeah, everywhere else is well north of that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway, I'll get back here to work on the Yaesu and FL Digi, see if I can figure out where my sound card disappeared to. But everything was working real good. All of a sudden, I upgraded, and it was still working, and now it's not there. So, 7-3, nice talk to you. Name here is Mike, I forgot to tell you, but, yeah. So, have a good night. W8YRC.
All right, name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November. It's good to talk to you, Mike. I will see you at the club meeting if I remember to go, which I will put on my phone to go to that. So 7-3. Enjoy tinkering with your radios. This is WAFFR. I am clear and monitoring.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good evening. 21 hours. Showers. 50 degrees. W8CMN,
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha Indian India, listening. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha Indian India, Ontario, listening for the LinkedIn repeater in Michigan. All right, no copy on the repeater from Mount Clemens and Link to Michigan. VA3, Alpha India, India, Southern Ontario, will be clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain. 50 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Showers. 49 degrees.